वासुदेवाय नमो भगवते वास ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय भगवते वासु
हरे कृष्ण वेलकम ऑल ऑफ यू दिस भागवतम ऑन थर्सडे 19th ऑफ जुलाई ऑन वर्स ऑफ कैंटो 11 चैप्टर 11 verse number 14:14. So we go first word to word and then we'll sing afterwards.
Yasya syur vitta sankalpa pranendriya मनो धिया वृत्तया स विनिर्मुक्तो देहस्तो पीहि तद्गुणैः यस्य सुर्विति संकल्पा प्राणेन्द्रिय मनो धिया वृत्तया स विनिर्मुक्तो देहोस्तोपि तद्गुणे यस्य सुर्विति संकल्पा प्राणेन्द्रिया मनो धिया वृत्तया स विनिर्मुक्तो देहोस्तोपि तद्गुणे यस्य सुर्विति संकल्पा प्राणेन्द्रियो मनो धिया वृत्तया स विनिर्मुक्तो देहोस्तोपि तद्गुणे यस्य सुर्वित संकल्पा प्राणेन्द्रिय मनो धिया वृत्तया स विनिर्मुक्तो देहोस्तोपि तद्गुणे यस्य सुर्वित संकल्पा प्राणेन्द्रिय मनो धिया वृत्तया स विनिर्मुक्तो देहोस्तोपि तद्गुणे यस्य सुर्वित संकल्पा प्राणेन्द्रिय मनो धिया तोपि तद्गुणैः
माताजी
यस्य स्वर्विदे संकल्पो प्राणेन्द्रिय मनो धिया यस्यासावृतिर्मुक्तो देहस्तोपि तद्गुणैः
The translation. A person is considered to be completely liberated from the gross and subtle material bodies when all the functions of his vital energy, senses, mind, intelligence are performed without material desire. Such a person, although situated within a body, is not entangled. Purport is a wonderful source wherein is given how to become completely liberated from gross and subtle material bodies. How to get? What is the ultimate destination of the human form of life? In the purport, Srila Prabhupada mentions the material body and mind are subject to lamentation, illusion, hunger, lust, greed, insanity, frustration, etc. But one who remains active in this world without attachment is considered Vinirmukta. One who remains active in this world without attachment of everything is called Vinirmukta. That is everybody's ultimate stage which needs to be achieved. Or Vinirmukta, or completely liberated. The vital energy, the senses, the mind, intelligence are purified when engaged in the devotional service of the Lord Krishna, as confirmed throughout Srimad Bhagavatam. Very small purpose. Om Agyan Dimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadapi Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamsa Shri Rupa Sagrajata Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamsha Amaum Vishnupadaya Krishna Brishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tinamine Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrunda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare. So, paying obeisances to each one of you, all of you, taking blessings, requesting blessings, and then trying to serve all of you. So, Lord Krishna is giving wonderful message to Uddhava. This chapter is wonderful about applicable for each one of us. Whether Prabhuji or Mataji or man and a woman. Lord Krishna describes to Uddhava the difference between conditioned soul, which we are now. If we are not conditioned, then we may be completely in the thought of Lord Krishna, thoughts of the spirituality. Lord Krishna describing Uddhava, difference between conditioned and liberated living entities, the characteristics of saintly person, and the different aspects of the practice of the devotional service, which we really need to think upon. So, here, what is the characteristics? Let us understand what this verse speaks about. What is characteristics of liberated person? What is characteristic conditioned person? We know. When we go, we have struggles, conflicts, number of cases coming from different centers, especially when we need preaching or counseling, depression cases, one fight with each other, husband and wife, husband, parents and children fights, you know? Fights, conditioned living being, different locations. Again, struggle between devotees. It's not like devotee, Hare Krishna, Anandamudhi Sankirtam. There is struggle between devotees too. So conditioned, even after having so many years of devotional service, conflicts. So, we need to think about this verse very, very seriously. What is a liberated person? What we need to really achieve, what we need to really think upon is this mention. This life force, sense, mind, intelligence have no tendency to fix themselves on sense object. He remains liberated even while situated within this material body, regardless of whether he is harassed or worshipped. Sometimes we get problems in the office. Sometimes get with the problems in the family. What we need to think. So Krishna explaining Uddhava. Basically Krishna is telling us through Uddhava. Like Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is telling Arjuna for us. Earlier in the TV serial, there was some serial. How to? Arogya serial, health serial. So doctor is telling to whom? To that particular person, but for us. What is condition? How to go away from this condition status? A liberated person has nothing to do with the piety and scene of this world. So the highest platform of thoughts. But rather, sees everything equally. It can be chandala, it can be dog. Everybody, Krishna says. A self-satisfied person does not praise or condemn anyone. Adosha Darshi, one of the characteristics Lord has mentioned, Adosha Darshi. Whether we find faults in, no fault-finding propensity. If we just claim one fault of others, that person gets hurt. So Krishna is telling us, do not find fault. It can be on our child, it can be our family, isn't it? Especially if it's a different person. Two ACA, isn't it? But he's saying, rather sees everything equally. He does not speak uselessly to anyone, does not fix his mind on material things. I'll take the example of one of the Braheja builders. Big builder, crores of rupees. But at the age of 80, what happened? The children said, go out of the house. At the age of 80, the person was alone. Especially at such a higher age, somebody needs to be taken care of. And the family deprives, the family leaves him. What is the status? This is a fact. This is a fact of material life. And this is a wonderful institution through which we understand the purpose of the life. He says, he's always merged in meditation of Supreme Personality of Godhead. I can tell you, I have seen some persons, even at the senior age, 75, 80, asakta. Attached to material senses, attached to tea, attached to coffee, attached to body, attached to property. He says, always merge in meditation of Supreme Person Godhead. So in the eyes of fools, he seems to be speechless, crazy person. Now we'll go to the next point. What this verse about Vinirmukto. Prityasa Vinirmukto Dehospehi Tad Gunai. What is Vinirmukto? Vinirmukto, Lord is explaining further. Having heard these instructions from Lord Krishna, Uddhava further desired to understand the character of factually saintly person. Let us understand these qualities. Vinirmukto. What Krishna really deserves, what Krishna really aspires, what Krishna really wants from all of us. Unless and until we have these qualities, we cannot get entrance to abode of Lord Krishna. Now suppose we at this level and we want to go to the higher level. What is different? Let us try to understand today. Let us try to understand this class can be one of the instructions for us to come and change our life from one point to another point. And what is another point of Vinirmukto? Let us discuss this. He says that the character is actually saintly person and different aspects of devotional service. Lord Krishna says, the real sadhu, real Vaishnava, Krishna wants us. Srila Prabhupada wants us. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraj Thakur wants us. Gaur Kishoda Babaji wants us. Thakur Bhakti Vinod wants us. Param Vaishnava Jagannath Das Babaji wants us. What they want? Mentions. Lord Krishna replied, sadhu qualified with the following characteristics. One, he is gentle. He is gentle. He is non-possessive. Doesn't want this person, doesn't want this position. Everything, if you go, the person are so selfish, people are so selfish. They want this, they want this, they want this, they want this, everything. Sab kuch mera, na koi tumhara. Helpful to all. Always helps us. Helps to all. Dependent on Krishna alone. Bas. Maru bhi, rakho bhi, do ichhar want. Akur Bhakti Vinod prays. He says that dependent on Krishna alone. Not to depend on any other aspects. Free from lust. Lust is this kind of character which is the main bondage to come to this matter. You can take so many stories. Yayati Devani story. Vishwamitra or this thing, Menaka story. So many stories just on these particular aspects. Divide of material endeavor. People are so crazy, so passionate. Achieve this. If you go to administrative circle, if you go to corporate circle, so passionate. In control of six enemies of the mind. Mind wanders here, there. Mind is so fast. This one, these ones. Moderating in eating. If you go to different cow gully and different so many varieties just to attract the senses, never bewildered. Always respectful to others. Never desirous of respect. Amanina manadena. Always Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Giving respect but not expect any respect. Never desires. Compassionate for every living entity. Friendly, silent. The principal characteristics of sadhu, Vinirmukta, is that he takes shelter of Krishna alone. Again it is stressed. Srila Prabhupada, not one, again second time. One who engages exclusively in Krishna's service and understands him as a limitless, indwelling Lord who comprises eternity, knowledge and bliss, is the topmost devotee. Underlying principle of what we need to learn today. The principal characteristics of sadhu or liberated person is
He takes shelter of Krishna alone. One who engages exclusively in Krishna's service understands him as a limitless. Indwelling Lord who comprises eternity, knowledge, bliss is the topmost devotee. And the practice of devotional service is the 64 qualities, but mainly we consider the 5 qualities. So this is the main summon and bonum of today's verse is Vinir Mukta. How to get rid? How to get away from conditioned beings? And if you really try to get away from conditioned being, really human life, the purpose of human life can be achieved. Lord Krishna says, what happens? He says, Yahi samsparshaya bhoga dukkha yona evate adi anta kaunteya nateshu ramate buddha. He says, intelligent person. What he says? An intelligent person does not take part of source of miseries which are due to contact with material senses. Isam sprashaja bhoga. Dukkha yonavayevati. It brings dukkha. Adi anta unta kaunteya. Intelligent, what happens? Na te shuramate buddha. Contact material senses. Such pleasure has beginning and end. So therefore, Vishwarupa was saying, in this material world, there is expiry date for everything. And we need to think about which is without an expiry date. Now, how long will going to stay here? 60 years? 70 years? 100 years? We'll take example of Lomas Rishi. Anybody has any idea of Lomas Rishi? Lomas Rishi was having so many hairs on his body, full of hairs. And somebody said, why don't you have something house? And Lomas Rishi said, where is the time for construction of house? He says, it's completely dependent on Krishna, always think of Krishna. Manmana manbhakto madhya jivam namaskuru mave satyante. Always think of me, meditate on me, offer your homages to me, pay your obeisance to me. So Lomas Rishi consider always think of Lord. And what is his life? Any idea? Life of Lomas Rishi? The life of Lomas Rishi is, what is the one day of Brahma? 1,000 cycles of all 4 yugas, Sat Yuga, Treta Yuga, Dwapar Yuga, Kali Yuga, that is one cycle. And this lifespan of Kali Yuga is 4,32,000 years. The lifespan of Dwapar Yuga is 8,00,000, the double of Kali Yuga. Lifespan of Treta Yuga is triple. And lifespan of Satyuga is 4 times. So Satyuga 17,00,000 years plus 13 years plus 8,00,000 plus 4,00,000. Such becomes, and 1,000 cycles of this. One day, 30 days, 1 year, 100 years. After spending 100 years of life, one hair is goals of Lomas Rishi. Think of Lomas Rishi's lifespan. And he says, I don't have time for construction of house. What to be done? And we have maybe 60 years, 70 years, like the Lord. Janma Mrittu, no, nobody has control on Janma Mrittu, Janavadi. And we have one house, two house, three house, four house, this property, that property. Take this example, Lomas Rishi. No possessiveness. We have so many stories over this. Machadani story, Sui story, Needle story, so many stories. But coming to Vinir Mukta, Radhana Maharaj says in one of the this thing, what's the true happiness? The true happiness is mentioned condition, exploitation to service attitude. When family always exploit others, I want this. Why don't you do this? But how I can serve you? How I can help you? Isn't it will change? Arrogance to humility. To become hatred and arrogance, to become angry. And humility. May I serve you? May I help you? Selfish motive to compassion. Hatredness to the love. If you just shift our orientation, if you just change our thought process, can't we become happiness in our family? Pandit Madan Mohan Malviya, you've been knowing, who was Pandit Madan Mohan Malviya? He was a vice chancellor of Banaras Hindu University for so many years. He was like this is full advocate when Chori Chora case, something, that case. After 50 years, he left everything. He wanted to become completely just like liberated personality. But again, after 40 years, 64, that particular National Party requested and he fought. And it is said that Greenwood judge, the British judge, he was, after hearing his different pleadings to the cases, he was standing and giving respect. Such a highest personality, Pandit Madan Mohan Malviya. But when he wants to think about the Vinayana Mukto, he went to Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, understanding the meaning of this. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, if you really want to understand this meaning, go to devotee who is serving. He went to that devotee. And when he went to that devotee, he saw so much of big mountain of utensils to be cleaned. And the devotee said, I'll try to explain you, but let me finish this service of cleaning the utensils. And he was so happy in cleaning the utensils, taking against ash and cleaning, pouring the water and everything. And he was completely happy. Pandit Madan Mohan Malviya, such a highest personality, the vice chancellor for so many years, Banaras Hindu University, which is one of the topmost university still now. And he said, may I help you? He said, please, if you can. And after cleaning utensils with such a high person, he said, all my questions of Vinayana Mukto is resolved. He says, Lord Krishna says, if you just think of Krishna alone, one who engages exclusively in Krishna's service is a topmost devotee. The topmost devotee. Somehow, we should always engage. And if we engage, our family will a little bit get attracted. And if they get attracted, their human life will be completely get purified, they will attain. I just want to quote one example. Just by coming to Krishna, by coming to satsang, how the life gets purified. There's a case of one of the girl from the congregation. Surname is Jadav. She used to come to for satsang. And by coming to satsang, what happens? Shankaracharya explains, satsangatvam nisangatvam, nisangatvam nirmohatvam, nirmohatvam nishalatatvam, nishalatatvam jivanamukti. All of you come so nice in the morning with a crowded train. So many distance you must have come. traffic problems, train problems. So nice, so grateful to all of you. So, Shankaracharya says, satsangatvam nisangatvam. When you come to satsanga, what happens? Anarthas slowly, slowly, slowly get removed. Nisangatvam. One anartha starts going away, nirmohatvam. All the attractions, all the moha, nirmoha, we go to one stage higher. Adho shabda, tada, sadhu sangha, tada, bhajan kriya, anartha nivruti. Nirmohattam, nishchal tattvam. The next stage from once he crosses the anartha is nishta. And here, after nirmohattam, nishchal tattvam, and when nishchal nishta, then the Lord reciprocates. Ruchi. Ruchi happens. Here, this girl of only 10-year-old girl. It happened just 2 months before. 10-year-old girl. She was coming to satsang. She was doing in kirtan. Always is mentioned here, why should we do some service? She was helping in distributing prasad. Small prasad. May not be the big prasad, but small prasad. She was helping organizers to distribute prasad. She was telling others, like Prahlad Maharaj, telling others, his friends, this age, what? Nayam bhaja naruluke kastan kama vidbhujaye tapo divyam putraka yena sattvam. This life is for tapasya. Yena sattvam. So she was feeling other friends. And somehow, by Krishna's plan, sometimes we get suffering. But His Holiness Maharaj, Radha Swami Maharaj said, the suffering in life is to listen Krishna's message. Isn't it? Every person is suffering. Every person is suffering. You go to a number of centers, you go to different families, everywhere something you will try to, you will hear something, some issue, some problem. I always tell, there are so many problems. The flavor of problem different. One problem is buttercotch flavor, one problem is chocolate flavor, one thing separate, strawberry flavor. Problems are there, flavors are different. So Maharaj says, suffering life is to listen Krishna's message. If not, will fall our life only. So Chaitanya Charitamrita was telling, when we leave this body, everybody, not everybody, some family close, cry for some time. But devotee, what devotee understand? It is change of status. It should be happy. For the devotees, it should be happy because going back to the parent. Always give the example, if any boy or girl is in the family, is some not normal or can say is ill, his health is not proper, any parent, father or mother will be happy? They will not be happy. Even the child is in America, child in Australia, child is away from hundreds and hundreds of kilometers. And if the mother understand her child is not well, what will the mother's mind status? She always thinking whether she has taken medicine, whether she has taken food, whether she is getting rest. Similarly, if Jiva is unhappy, how Krishna will be unhappy? Krishna will be happy. So here, difficulties will come, problems will come. But if you just focus our attention on Lord, then what happens? Let us take one example. So this 10-year-old girl, Dada, she went to her native place, and at her native place, somehow by Krishna's supreme plan, one snake somehow bite her. It was a poisonous snake. And when the poison was coming to the body of that girl, somehow mother and father was near to her. She started telling mother and father, "I don't know whether I will live or not, but please, please forgive my offenses. 10-year-old daughter at the age of 4 standard. She's getting forgiveness." She started telling, "If anything I have done wrong in my life, please forgive me. Please, please chant. Please chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare." She was forcing her death. And after this, she spoke into Narsingadi. Namaste Narsingaya. And after this, she left for her eternal journey. So, I was just thinking, satsangatvam nisangatvam. Some passage of time she attended satsang. By this satsang, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, "Antakale cha mameva smaran muktva kalevam yapriyati samadbhavam yasti natra na samshaya." This is living example, a live example, what we is in front of us. Krishna is giving us. After that, the mother, alone child of the mother and father, they was always crying. But somehow, due to the plan of the Lord, they came in contact with Radha Gopinath Satsang, Radha Gopinath Mandir. And devotees were telling them. But that girl, going to Satsang, immediately, maybe at the third, fourth day, there was a regular Satsang, Saturday Satsang. And then, when the organizers just announced that this was a thing happened, then all devotees unanimously said, "We will chant for us, chant for her." And in that satsang, 150 devotees were praying to the Lord and chanted one round for that particular girl. And if so many devotees pray to Lord Krishna, Lord will not listen the prayers? Lord will certainly listen the prayers. So Krishna takes care. This is a living example. Krishna takes care of each and individual soul. Even though Krishna has taken away from all of us, Krishna gave the intelligence to that particular girl of thinking, remembering of him at the right time. And not also that. Krishna made all the devotees of satsang chant for her, pray for her, and due to her departure, her mother and father became serious in the Krishna conscious devotional service. That is Lord Krishna's plan. But the cause is, this girl became serious. So this is Ashadha Bandha. Krishna gives. Krishna reciprocates. Give one of the another example. The devotee was initially a devotee, and his father at the age of 80. At the age of 80, his lung capacity was only 30%. And the person was on the ventilator. And doctor said, "How long the ventilator will be, the person will be alive, the moment will disconnect, he will go away. So doctor said to this son of the father, you take a decision whether you want to remain alive on the ventilator or take him. So father asked this question to his father, Papa, what is your desire? Papa said, Vinirmukto, all my ichha, all my desire is over. I don't have any desire. Srila Prabhupada was asked, what is your desire? No desire. Even though I remember Gauranga Prabhu's father, Jagannatha Vallabha or something, he was asked, what is his desire? He said, no desire. That should be our ultimate aim of human form of life. No desire. Vinir mukto, ultimately away from desire. Not a tinge of desire. If we really achieve no desire at the end of our life, that is the success of the human form of life. And if you have a small desire, that will be the cause of coming back to the human form, that material form of life. Human form, if you don't know, that is depends on a lot. But that will cause of again coming back to material form of life. Vinir mukto. Then what happened to that person? That ventilator was taken away. That father was brought to the home. And everything, devotees came to the house. They started chanting. They started Purushottam, Vishnu Sahasranam. And amongst Vishnu Sahasranam, amongst Purushottam, Purushottam, among chanting devotees, that person went in the his eternal journey. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So it says, Sarvopuri Vinimukta, Tat Paritrena Nirmalam, Rushikena Rushikesha, Sevanam Bhakti Ruchate. It says that what is the conclusion of bhakti? The conclusion of bhakti is just engage all senses. Engage in the soul service, the senses in the Lord's service. Without any service, one cannot get out of clutches of Maya. Without engaging senses, we cannot get out of clutches of Maya. So what we learn from today? What we learn from today? Text 14 says, a person is considered to be completely liberated from gross and subtle material bodies when all the functions of his energy, sense, mind, intelligence are performed without material desire. Such a person, although sitting in the body, is not entangled. So what we need to do? Engage our senses to mind. That's why Srila Prabhupada has given wonderful this process of Mangalarti, of Japa, of different festivals, wonderful temples, so that we, along with the family, engages our senses in the Lord's service, and so purify our body and purify our family and really attain the human form of life. And this will happen only by sincere prayers to Lord. And especially Radharani is very merciful. If we pray from our mind, from our antakaran to Radharani, please, I have so fall, I have so many faults, so many problems, difficulties. But if you glance us, you glance your mercy, then there is a chance to really attain human form of life. So thank you so much. We just conclude what we just discussed. We conclude how to engage us. We saw what are the saintly qualities, different qualities Lord Krishna is instructing Uddhava. We saw the examples of Lomas Rishi. We saw the examples of Pandit Madan Mohan Malviya. And we saw the living example of two cases through which Krishna remembers Jiva at the end of life, if Jiva remembers Krishna for entire life. By this, we hope that when our time will come, always Prabhuji inquires so many questions and so many wonderful questions. Whether really Krishna will remember? In 2012, Prabhuji has inquired. 2012, there was an accident of 7 devotees in helicopter crash and Anandana Prabhu has inquired a question to Maharaj, really, a time will come again, Ayendra Prabhu's departure. So Maharaj replied, Krishna will reply. So by these two examples of Jadhav, another this old person of 80 years, Krishna reciprocated. So let us pray to Srila Prabhupada, let us pray to Shishi Radha Gopina, Shishi Nitai Gaurachandra, Girdhari Gopal, Janardhan Swami, Lakshmi Narayan, and all the Vaishnavas. Let us become serious by engaging all our senses in the service of Lord, and thus perfecting our life as well as our family life, as well as all the persons to whom we have been connected. Thank you so much for patient hearing. Thank you so much for all your blessing. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. Srila Prabhupada ki, Srila Raghubinath Bhagavan ki, Dai Gaurachandra Bhagavan ki, Upasthita Vaishnava Vrinda ki. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.